taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here. For checking out the episode, do hit that subscribe button if you're not already. I'll give you new interviews just like this one every single week. Of course, you can get us anywhere you want to. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review as well if you feel so inspired. We've had some great guests stop by recently. Ben Barnes was just here. You know him from The Punisher or maybe Narnia. He's got his debut album out, and we got to talk about that and starring in an upcoming Stephen King adaptation. Talib Kweli and Peaches were both here. Hamilton Lighthouser, Damon Albarn, lead singer of Blur and Gorillaz, Adrian Belew from David Bowie's band and King Crimson, as well as Daniel Ash from Love and Rockets. Emily Bett Rickards and Ash Avildsen talked about the movie Queen of the Ring. And Denise Richards, the Bond girl who is also in Drop Dead Gorgeous, has a new reality series. That's what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, we're going to be talking about the new Netflix film, The Life List. Who knew that revisiting your childhood dreams could involve bucket lists, awkward basketball lessons with Patrick Ewing, and the accidental outing of a novelist? I'm talking with Sophia Carson. You know her from Carry On and The Descendants. Kyle Allen of West Side Story and American Horror Story Apocalypse, and Sebastian D'Souza, loved him in The Greats, and Medici, Masters of Florence. They chat about this movie, The Life List, where Sophia's character, Alex, tackles her mom's posthumous list of dreams that Alex had made when she was 13 about things she wanted to accomplish in life. Spoiler, it's not all tears and tissues. It's surprisingly funny, even when Carson's struggling to shoot hoops with an NBA legend. Oh, and did we mention that the mom is played by Connie Britton? Yeah, that Connie Britton. Also, fun fact, D'Souza wrote a damn novel and is way too humble to even talk about it. We're going to be talking about all of that and outing him in that scenario, all that and more as we discuss The Life List, out now on Netflix. It's Kyle Meredith with Sophia Carson, Kyle Allen, and Sebastian D'Souza.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
And, this is Kyle.
So we can't get confused today. So I'll call myself Kyle 1 and you could be Kyle 2.
Right. That makes sense. I'm
No, congrats on the movie. Seriously, The Life List, I've so enjoyed it. You guys have made a very fun movie. I was just thinking before the cameras came on that, so we have this movie here about Alex, which Sophia, you play, and her mom has died and she's left this list that Alex had made when she was younger about all these things that she could do in her life. And I was thinking this could have been a real bummer of a movie. Mm. And it turns out to be such a fun movie.
Thank you.
So first, I just really want to say well done on pulling that off to all of you.
Thank you. That was all Adam Brooks.
It was.
And I know it also, I mean, you know, him directing in the screenplay, but it comes from a book itself. Is that helpful to you all as actors? Do you need to go to the source material on a project like this?
I think it depends on the project, and because sometimes directors will prefer if you don't go to the source material because it's shifted since then, and sometimes they do. So it's just dependent. But it was really beautiful because Laurie came to set, and it was beautiful to kind of see her watch this whole world that she built come to life.
It's all set in New York City too, which is very fun to kind of spot the places. I know every city has its own character. Kyle, Sebastian, for you all, I mean, is it noticeable when you're in a city like this that is it more challenging? Is there something extra there?
Kyle, too.
Oh, it's the best. Thank you. Kyle, the sequel. No, it's my favorite. I've been able to shoot in New York a couple times, and it's fantastic. Getting to walk to work on some days,
Or
depending on
roller skate.
location, or to
Yeah.
skate to work.
What kind of skating?
Longboard.
I
Yep.
still see the rollerblades out there, and that's I don't know why I find that surprising in 2025 that the
Also,
rollerblades are
why?
so out there.
Oh, it's so fun. Oh, you gotta try that. I don't do it as often.
Kyle skated to our first cast dinner.
Oh yeah, you
I
did.
did.
And it was very cold and very rainy.
It was
Yeah,
my first.
thanks. Thanks. It really is just kind of how I commute places in that city. I appreciate it. Yeah, it absolutely plays its own character, filming in New York. It's so fun. It's so lovely. I think it just brings everything to life that much more. The city kind of inspires
Definitely.
a lot.
Yeah, and seeing how you all play these characters. In fact, Kyle, I'll stick with you because I think in the movie, at one point you're called a Labrador Retriever, and I thought that's really interesting because you do play up that Labrador style. Like, is that do you think of that part when you're going in when you're building the character?
No,
Is
it's
it
just
natural?
happened.
Is
It just happened.
it
That's just
genuine?
me, Lee.
It's
I had this thing when I was a kid. I grew up and they're like, Kyle, you're like a dog. You're just like that's just who you are. You're like a dog. And I was like, right. Like a wolf, you know?
Right.
Like a, you know,
Big
like
scary
a wolf, right? And they'd be like, no, like a
puppy.
Labrador retriever, like a golden retriever. I was like, okay.
I think you've got
It's a
some
great
wolf.
thing, though.
Thank you.
Some wolf.
Thank you
Yeah.
so
Beautiful
much.
thing.
Yeah. That means
I
so much.
think there's anything wrong with the Labrador, by the way. Now, Sebastian, I'll say for you, I was watching one of your videos and you're performing Mac the Knife
Oh,
on
good.
stage.
Sorry about that.
Now, loved it.
Very much.
Loved it. You have an intro to it and you talk about how, wanting to play a darker character. And when I by the end of the movie, when I look at Garrett, I think he might have some nefarious secrets in his closet if we were to get more of a story on him.
Perhaps. I think
Perhaps.
he's a, I don't, am I the baddie? Maybe. Am I the
You know, it's
baddie?
interesting because I
You
think
are
it
a man.
plays in such a way that, like, you're not a villain. You know what I
No.
mean? Like, you're just not the guy for Alex.
Right.
They weren't the right
And I tried
fit
so
for
hard to
you.
be the villain. No, I'm not. You're
I mean that
right.
in
I'm
a really
not.
good
No,
way because
I.
there was such dimension to the character.
Well, I. That, I'm very. Thank you for saying
You're
that.
welcome.
That was by mistake if it happened. But I. Yes. It was a. Yeah. Maybe there is something. I don't know that there's a darkness to Garrett, but I think that he is quite singular in his approach to life and.
And
I
she is
think that
not.
she is not.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
That's
yeah, I didn't quite get the murderer part yet that I was
funny.
looking for in that video.
Listen, it could be there. It could still be there if you want to. What an odd thing to wish for. No, especially in a movie like this. And we'll be right back right after this.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Taxes was feeling so stuck.
Oh.
Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Sophia Carson, Kyle Allen, and Sebastian D'Souza. I also, I mentioned you're doing the music, and there is so much great music in this film. I mean, even clocking some of the soundtrack, New Pornographer's Spoon, obviously the Ting Tings, which gets to be a great moment. Do they bring those songs in? Is that one of your all's picks?
So Adam Brooks, music was such a huge part of the life and the story and the world of Lifeless. He created this playlist almost a year before we started filming. And I was in New York for work, and him and I were driving through Brooklyn, kind of driving through Alex's universe while he was playing the soundtrack. So he already had such a clear idea of what he wanted Alex's universe to sound like sonically, and it was such a huge part of every aspect of the film. So we had a Lifeless soundtrack, and I was default in charge of music in the trailers. And so in my playlist, a lot of those songs existed. So it was beautiful to, like, every morning in my car in the trailer, really enter Alex's world through music.
How does that help you when you're building a character like that? I mean, I think you're kind of already on there, but, like, how much do you actually use that when you're thinking about being in that moment?
Music has always been really informative for me, at least just to kind of set the tone for the day and to just kind of, I don't know, settle into her skin in the morning has always been important to me. So I always have had playlists for my characters, but Alex's was particularly specific, especially when it came to, like, Claire de Lune I would listen to every single morning because that song meant so much to her and brought her so closely to her mother. So the process of learning that on the piano and then listening to it every morning was always an emotional one for me.
And we got to see your character. We got to see Alex kind of learning that, as you're saying, throughout the movie. I know you're a musician. As all you, the three of you all are so talented beyond acting. It's crazy that you're all here. But but does piano come natural, or are we also seeing you learning as you go?
You're seeing me learn Claire de Lune. So I trained in piano when I was a little girl, and then I stubbornly stopped, like, training classically. So I was kind of like a self-taught pianist, or I would accompany myself in songwriting with, you know, basic chords. But proper technical piano, I had to retrain for this movie. So I had piano lessons for about a month leading into it. And then, I mean, these guys saw me with my piano coach on set, like, religiously practicing Claire de Lune, because it had to be my hands. It had to be me. I wanted to go through that process, and it was really fulfilling.
That's a nice nice song to have in your catalog now.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Know, if you can pull that out.
I taught it to Kyle the other day.
I nailed it.
You did?
It took her a month.
Can
it
he
took
do
me,
it
like
now?
5 minutes.
Yeah, it took him 5 minutes. It was shocking, really. Prodigy.
If that's true, I didn't know that about you. Like, I knew the dancing part of your career, but
that's fabulously untrue. What was just said was heinously alone.
Now I do want to hear your version. Also, on that music note too, the T-shirts, Sophia.
Yeah.
Sonic Youth and Wet Leg. I hope you went home with one of those.
I didn't go home with anything. Isn't that tragic? But that was also Adam Brooks.
Yeah.
He picked each of them.
He stole the T-shirts.
He kept Alex's T-shirts.
And those are great
really
T-shirts.
Cool T-shirts. I agree.
Yeah. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Sophia Carson, Kyle Allen, and Sebastian D'Souza.
Yeah.
There is a moment in there. Of course, one of the things on the life list is finishing a book, and Moby Dick is on here.
Yeah.
Have either any of you read Moby Dick?
I attempted to prior to the film, and then I stopped.
But that's very...
In all honesty. It was
very,
very honest
Alex.
To me. Yeah, it was very
so,
honest. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I became method in that.
I've read it.
It's a hard read.
I bet it is. I've been going through a classics journey, and
wow.
I haven't tried that one yet.
I know people who have read it.
Do you?
Yep. Yeah.
What do they say of it?
Not much.
Not much.
Other than that they read it.
I heard the other day that they do books for kids now, that Moby Dick book classics for
kids.
That's
what we could read.
Which is a picture. It's like whale.
That's the one for us.
I have a kids book club.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Work our way through the kids version.
Now, Sebastian, I'm going to hold you low the flame here because you're also a novelist. Which isn't to say you have to have read everything, but...
What?
You're a novelist.
You
wrote a book?
I wrote a book, but to say I'm a novelist is ridiculous.
Other qualification do you need?
I don't have it.
To
I'm not
be a novelist.
You wrote a book?
It's good for wrapping fish and lighting fires is really what it's good for.
He wrote a book, and it is published. It is out in the world.
You're horrible. That this is so silly.
And he's a musician.
It's, yeah, I'm not anything.
That. He's very talented.
It's called Kid, A History of the Future. I'm not plugging it because it's come out a long time ago. No. But it is.
I bet it's great.
It's very long and really probably quite boring. But it, yeah, there it is. There was a book.
There was a book.
I'll read
but
that.
But he's not read Moby Dick. Okay.
No, not Moby Dick.
There's so many moments in this movie that I just feel like these pop culture moments that I could pick any one of them and they're non sequiturs to the last question I asked. So there's no flow to this and I apologize, but Patrick Ewing is in the movie.
He is.
Do you get hang time with Patrick Ewing?
We got hang time with Patrick Ewing. Yeah. I'm going to preface this with saying they know this well. I can't play basketball. I can't play sports. The language of basketball is not one that I speak. And so... when Adam told me it was official that I'd be playing with Patrick Ewing, I think I was the most nervous for that scene.
Oh, more than any.
Well, you
scene. I think I was the most, that day, you were there with me,
you
Sam.
You nailed it, though.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It took me like 9 tries.
No, but you nailed. I mean, it's Patrick
but
Ewing.
It was so sweet. He was coaching me through. Wasn't he so lovely?
I remember watching you two, apart from the height difference, which is the sweetest thing in the world, just talk. You were talking all the time.
He was so lovely. Patrick, yeah. Lovely. And that day was a particularly special day on set. Like, Adam was like a little, like a child full of joy. I think it was probably nearing towards the end of the film as well. And this has been a 10-year process for him. And he's a proper Knicks fan. So to have Patrick Ewing there, to see his film coming to life, to see Alex Rose make the basket and we all cheer.
Yeah. It's so
it was
beautiful.
So such a beautiful day, really.
It was nice of Patrick Ewing to kind of give you that room for that layup there. That's
thank you. He was very kind. He truly was. He was like, okay, kid, now try this. And I was like, okay, sir, let me try this. But I got it. I think I got it once, and that's what made it in the movie.
That's the only one we see, though. We only see the one you get in. So that's.
I shouldn't have said the rest. Put the rest out. Yeah. Put the rest out.
Yeah.
The rest out. It's such a fun. I'll end with this too because it hits on a little bit of the When Harry Met Sally thing.
Was one of Adam's references.
Is that it? Because you know that was the whole thing where he says, you know, guys and girls, they can't be friends.
Yeah,
they can't be friends. And this movie sort of proves it right a little bit. I think it's at least in this story.
In our absolutely right because
they were friends though,
and they still are.
And they still are.
They're best friends that fell in love.
Well done bringing this one to life, you all. I seriously mean that. It gave me all the emotions that you hope to get through a movie.
Thank you so much.
It's such a pleasure meeting the three of you all. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you for informing us that our friend is a novelist.
I appreciate that a lot.
A lot.
Read the book.
Read
the book.
I'm ordering it on Amazon as we speak.
And my thanks to Sophia, Kyle, and Sebastian. The Life List is now playing on Netflix. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. That way you get new interviews just like this one sent to you every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do leave the series a rating and a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Elton John, Jensen McRae, Jellyfish, Matthew Sweet, Joy Division, Ills, Chuck Prophet, Lake Street Dive, Sunflower Bean, Astro Gilberto, Girl Skin, Sports Team, Talking Heads, Christy McCall, Jesse Wells, Fontaines D.C., Bon Iver, Alanis Morissette, and my interview with Damon Albarn, lead singer of Blur and Gorillaz. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.